Today, AFP Audio is talking to Annabelle Hocking. Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, Carolyn.
So Annabelle is a GP who recently obtained fellowship and completed this research during an academic post, registrar post at the Department of General Practice at the University of Adelaide. Today we're talking about the article Patients' Knowledge of Their Chronic Disease, the Influence of Sociodemographic Characteristics, which could be found in the June 2013 edition of Australian Family Physician. So we know that health literacy is one of the factors that impacts on the effectiveness of chronic disease management, and we know that more than 50% of Australian adults lack adequate health literacy. So what gap in the literature did you identify, Annabelle, that led you to doing this research?
Thanks, Carolyn. Yeah, so we know that there's low levels of health literacy, and we do know quite a lot about the social determinants of health, which impact on health literacy and then health outcomes. But we don't know much about which patients are at risk of not knowing that they even have a chronic condition at all. And we also don't know whether that awareness of their chronic condition then affects the sort of health outcomes that they might experience. And if it does affect it, how much does it affect it? So that was sort of a gap that
identified. So, I mean, research usually starts with an area and then narrows down to a specific research question. Mm. What was the research question that was investigated in this work?
So I really dealt with the first component of all of those questions. So really looking at which sociodemographic factors might be associated with being unaware of having a chronic condition, and which proportion of patients with a few common chronic conditions might be unaware of their diagnosis.
Okay. And so the details of the methods of the trial are in the paper, but to summarise, it was a secondary analysis of the point of care testing and general practice trial, which was a quite large Australian multi-centre randomised controlled trial with urban, rural, regional areas. And patients were eligible if they had diabetes, hyperlipidemia, or were on anticoagulant therapy. Mm. And they completed a survey at the start of the trial, which is how this data was obtained. Mm-hmm. How did you decide what variables to consider and what did you consider?
Well, the question was initially posed after a primary analysis of the data for the point of care in general practice trial. So when point of care testing was being evaluated, it looked like there was a large proportion of the patients that were detected as being unaware of their diagnosis, and so that prompted the secondary analysis of the data to look at those rates of unawareness of chronic condition. And so when we mean unawareness or awareness, we're looking at whether the patient knew of their diagnosis, rather than looking at their levels of understanding of that condition. Which might be a more traditional, I guess, definition of health literacy. So to look at unawareness, we compared the diagnoses recorded by the patient in that initial survey at the beginning of the point of care testing trial, and we compared that with the diagnosis documented by their GP in the medical records, and that diagnosis was supported by the recent pathology testing that had been performed for the enrolment in the trial. Yep. And so then we used the variables in terms of sociodemographic factors. We looked at which variables had been proven to have an association with levels of health literacy in the literature, and we really found that gap in rates of actual awareness of disease. And so we know that health literacy is associated with factors like age and education, employment levels, socioeconomic status, and being from a non-English speaking background. And in that data set, we also had records of the patient's gender and how many comorbid conditions that they reported. So those factors were analysed as well.
And so there were nearly 4,500 patients in the analysis, and there's more details of the demographics and results can be found in the paper. Mm. But what were some of the key findings from the analysis?
So one of the key findings was that between the three conditions we looked at, hyperlipidemia, diabetes and cardiovascular disease requiring anticoagulation, there were quite different levels of awareness. So, you know, nearly a quarter of, or more than a quarter, in fact, of patients with hyperlipidemia were unaware of it. And about 15% of those prescribed anticoagulants didn't realise that they're on an anticoagulation therapy. But in contrast, only 5% of patients with diabetes were unaware of their diagnosis. So I guess that's reassuring. And then we looked at the second major finding, I guess, was that the demographics were really supported by those that we were in the current literature in terms of health literacy, so that lack of an awareness of a chronic disease was really seemed to be related to living outside of an urban setting for patients with diabetes and cardiovascular disease requiring anticoagulation. And there was also an association between being unaware of a chronic condition and having low socioeconomic status, low education, and being born overseas. So those, I guess, familiar findings.
Yeah, whilst it's reassuring, the low level of unawareness of a diagnosis of diabetes, as a clinician, I find it surprising that somewhere near one in six people who are requiring anticoagulation don't understand it, because it is quite a, I mean, it's probably the most invasive of those things as far as follow-up and testing and the like. It's an interesting finding and something to think about when you see your patients on warfarin or anticoagulation. And so you've mentioned that the factors that came up were related to the literature. How does this sort of, these findings relate to the published literature?
I think the sociodemographic associations are pretty consistent. And what we know in other terms, in other chronic disease sort of studies are that there was a study by Gill who looked at types of arthritis and whether patients were aware of which type of arthritis they might have. And they found that about a third of patients didn't know. Similarly, the Ausdiab study looked at and revealed high rates of unawareness of testing and then the presence of chronic kidney disease. And that really correlates with American data about chronic renal disease. And similarly, you know, we don't have a lot of Australian literature on the rates of awareness of hypercholesterolemia, but we do know that, you know, there's certainly some American research that suggested about a third of patients with high cholesterol don't report having it.
Yep. And so why do you think the findings might have been such?
Yeah. I mean, I think when we look at the issue of rurality, and when we know that rural health disadvantage is very multifactorial, and it's related to those socioeconomic factors and geographic isolation, workforce issues. And so I think, you know, that's
at least partly, contributing.
Yeah. And then I think probably the nature of the condition is pretty important too. So for there to be such a discrepancy between the three areas, I think it tells us something about the way we think as a community about diabetes and the way the language is used, so that it's familiar to people and those labels perhaps stick more than, you know, having a heart disease that someone might think is quite reversed and managed by their whatever therapy they've had.
Yep. And so, like all studies, there were some limitations. What were some in this study?
Yeah, I guess leading on to that point from about language, you know, the language and the terminology of the questionnaire is was one of the areas where there might have been some misunderstanding, and that's probably leads to one of the greatest limitations of the this research. So the survey was written before this analysis was, I guess, conceived, and so the we might, you know, get some more valuable information if we looked again at perhaps guiding patients through the questionnaire or some focus interviews if we're doing this again.
Yep. And so thinking about sort of the findings of the research overall, what do you think it might mean for policymakers?
Yeah. I guess it really points to the fact that we need to have quite a population-based approach to health literacy around such common conditions, and we need to really facilitate access to that education for people that are living in rural and remote areas. And perhaps we could, you know, think about those at developing health literacy and self-management programs using online platforms or teleconference to access or gain access to people in rural and remote Australia. I mean, maybe we could think about putting some of these socio-demographic factors into disease registers and help to trigger referral of those people that we identify as being most in need of some health literacy support to you know, some self-management programs and education. And I guess the big picture is that, you know, what can we do overall to improve Australians' functional literacy and then numeracy and language, and with that hopefully improving health literacy.
Yep. Mm. And as a GP, when I'm sitting in my clinic for my next session, what might be some of the implications for me when I'm seeing patients?
Well, hopefully this research can give us a little bit more guidance about picking which of those patients that we see might not have an understanding of their conditions that, you know, are listed in their records, and we might be having some assumptions that they are following us. And then hopefully we can start to, once we've identified those patients, then we can start to target them for some more evidence-based interventions, you know, offering written information and visual aids and enlisting patient mentors and group education, all those sort of multimedia approaches to present some health information to them. And then maybe we can use, you know, nurse educators and support from a whole multidisciplinary team to assist our patients to understand their diagnosis.
Mm. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today, Annabelle. And I'll just remind people that they can find the article Patients' Knowledge of Their Chronic Disease, the Influence of Sociodemographic Characteristics, in the research section of the June 2013 edition of Australian Family Physician. Thanks, Annabelle.
Thanks very much for having me, Carolyn. Thank you.